Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. Professor, I tell the story quickly. Asquith led Britain and the British Expeditionary Force into the conflict with Germany and Austria. In 1916, the BEF and, to my knowledge, the French, ran out of ammunition. And so the cabinet turned to David Lloyd George, a difficult Welshman. In any event, he was in charge of manufacturing enough ammo to continue the war after Verdun. He also was the man who led the British Expeditionary Force to success, such as it was, in 1918. Is that event in any way descriptive of what could happen in Washington? I note a detail. The U.S. has pledged Abrams tanks for Ukraine. 31. It will take a year to deliver them, according to an article in Foreign Policy. Are we out of ammo, Professor?
Well, the short answer is that we are out of ammo, but it's not actually clear that Lloyd George was correct, that there was a shell shortage. There's a lot of literature debating that. However, Lloyd George, you should read his memoirs if you haven't. He was a very brilliant man. He was very full of himself. He was just a spellbinder as a speaker, and he could report from, say, France, talk to England on open medium because he spoke Welsh, and the Germans had nobody who could deal with that. But Lloyd George's memoirs, his war memoirs and all the rest, are very revealing. The answer to being out of ammo is that we have to learn how to make more ammunition. We have allowed our military-industrial base both to hypertrophy as far as cost goes and shrink in respect to how many things we can make. We don't have any resilience. We don't have enough shipyards. For instance, we're talking now about the Australians are going to buy American submarines, and there's a lot of discussion about various details of this. It's actually a very complex deal. But one problem is that we don't have any reserve capacity to produce submarines. And I have to say that the arsenal of democracy hasn't been swept out for some time. And what we're going to learn from this Ukrainian war is just thank God we weren't fighting the full Warsaw Pact, invading Germany and going through the Fulda Gap and all the things that we worried about during the Cold War, because although we had a certain amount of supplies, then I think we would have encountered exactly the same problem, namely lack of resilience, particularly when things don't go as you've planned. You want to have more of everything than the other guy does. So I think that the parallel with World War I is very good. I should mention that at the Battle of the Somme, which was intended to be a war winner, but was, the French persuaded Haig to change the timing and the ambition of it. It was preceded by a preliminary artillery bombardment, which I think lasted for 7 days and was absolutely unprecedented in the history of artillery. And the British even made a movie that was to be released when the victory came. And you can watch this movie. It's available. That preliminary bombardment proved to be utterly inadequate. And by the end of the war, once people had learned how to fight with the equipment that was being used in World War I and they'd gotten their economies up and running, bombardments were bigger by a factor of up to 10 than the one before the Battle of the Somme. And also, they were heavily, every fourth shell was a chemical shell. So there is a lesson here in military preparedness. And one thing about our own government is we're not very good at making decisions about which wars we should be involved in and which we should not be. But because of the breakdown of constitutional control over the war-making powers, I mean, the Founding Fathers had no intention that the president should be able to commit the United States to something like Ukraine without even having to go over to Congress and address a joint session and get a vote in favor of war. I mean, the last time that happened, as I think I said last week, was in 1941, when Roosevelt got a declaration of war with one nay vote in the House, but otherwise it was unanimous. Until we go back to that, we're going to have executive launched wars. But at the same time, the executive is not able, nor are they particularly willing, to put money into just being sure that we've got lots of everything we need. I think the classic example, never mind munitions and shells, the Raptor. I mean, the Air Force wanted 172 Raptors. The Raptor is a wonderful airplane, but the Secretary of Defense at the time simply put black line through that. So we have about 100 Raptors. I think today we'd be very happy if we had another 100 Raptors.
Will there be a penalty paid for our arsenal of democracy being empty, Professor?
Well, I think there already is a penalty being paid, which is that this war is protracting because we're unable to support
right.
it.
Right.
And also, it's also becoming more dangerous. Clausewitz said, I think I quoted him last week, it's better to win in half the time with twice the forces than to win in twice the time with half the forces. And that's essentially what we're trying to do. We're trying to win, but it's not really clear that we're trying to win the way, say, someone like MacArthur would have thought of winning. We're thinking more in a kind of poli-sci, Woodrow Wilson school classroom idea of victory, which has got nothing to do with military reality. So we're paying a very grave penalty, and we're also paying a penalty for our amazing catastrophe in Afghanistan, because that's really what opened the eyes of the world, and particularly of the bad guys who don't like us, to the fact that we were capable of a kind of incompetence that even they had not previously imagined.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on the capitals and the points of view. So far, the professor has highlighted that Russia is prepared to grind on two more years, that when it comes to Kyiv, they need everything, and they have to deal with the doubts in the U.S. Congress. When it comes to Central Asia, that is a battlefield of the future between China and Russia. When it comes to Brussels, they're out of ammo. The U.S. is out of ammo. There are no bright spots, so we're going to turn to possibly the one bright spot of the week for the professor to comment on. The Prime Minister of Japan, Kishida, and the President of South Korea, Yoon, conferring in a fashion that would have been unimaginable a year, 5 years, 10 years ago. Two nations that have bad history with each other, looking to, in some way, work together because of the threat of China and its little brother, Russia. When we come back, this is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life.
Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.